A woman claiming she was a patient of a bogus nurse now in prison is suing the Vancouver Island Health Authority, VHA, and a surgical center, alleging negligence. The claimant, who Glacier Media is referring to as YW for privacy reasons, named VIHA and the VIHA-operated South Island Surgical Center as defendants in a January 26 BC Supreme Court notice of civil claim. YW said she went to the center where Bridget Clareau was part of a medical team performing a procedure. She said in the claim she would not have consented to Clareau's involvement in the plaintiff's medical care had she known Clareau was not licensed or qualified to practice as a nurse. Clareau passed herself off as a nurse at BC Women's Hospital and View Royal Surgical Center. She was sentenced in BC Supreme Court to 7 years in prison on Friday. Associate Chief Justice Heather Holmes said the 52-year-old Clareau profoundly violated the victims who had placed themselves in the care of the medical system, at times when they were unconscious or extremely vulnerable. The new claim said YW was told January 4, 2022, by VIHA or the center that Clareau had been involved in her care. Then, on March 31, 2022, they told her Clareau had not been involved in her care. In February 2023, the RCMP told YW that Clareau had been involved in her care. The claim said YW believes Clareau was involved in the medical procedure, administering medication and intravenous fluid, providing direction on postoperative care and making discharge decisions. YW asserts she has suffered psychological distress, anxiety and depression as a result of the situation. Further, YW said she has lost trust in the healthcare system and healthcare professionals. The claim asserts that Bridget Clareau, now in prison in Ontario, was employed by the surgical center in November 2020 but was not licensed to do so, having provided false documentation and credentials to gain employment. The claim alleges the defendants should have known Clareau's documentation was false. It said the BC College of Nurses and Midwives could have verified or debunked the credentials had the defendants checked. The claim said the defendants had an obligation to confirm qualifications. YW is claiming general, aggravated, punitive and special damages as well as compensation for past and future earning capacity. None of the allegations has been proven in court. VIHA did not operate the clinic at the time Clareau was there. The health authority said it cannot comment on the lawsuit as it is before the courts. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed as a result of Clareau pretending to be a healthcare professional.